Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, man, we were blessed to have Brad Luter with us from Grand Avenue Baptist Church down in Little Rock, Arkansas. And he really focused for us on 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. He's a new creature. The old has passed away, and see that the new has come. And he kind of quoted a famous quote from Mark Twain, which says, you know, the two most important days in a person's life are the day that he is born and the day, not that he dies, but the day that he finds out why. In other words, if we've been reborn in Christ, we're a new creation, which means we have a purpose. I think the way that Brad said it was, being a Christian, it changes you. The question for us is, how do we know? How do we know that that we can be changed? And Paul doesn't leave us wondering about that question. Matter of fact, he points to what the source of change is there in 2 Corinthians 5. He says, for the love of Christ compels us. As a matter of fact, if you've been listening to the song that we've been singing in the mission series, that our love would be constrained to obedience, that's really where that line comes from, is this verse, that the love of Christ compels us, since we have reached this conclusion that one, the one being Jesus, died for all, the all being you and me, therefore all have died. So all of us find ourselves in Christ as we try and die, seek to die to our sin. And says he died for all so that those who live should no longer live for themselves. In other words, don't live a selfish, me-centered kind of life, but we live for the one who died for them and was raised. And so really the point that Brad is making there is that biblical change is always motivated by what you really believe about Jesus. I'll say that again. Biblical change is always motivated for what it is that you believe about Jesus. So people notice change. Again, back to 2 Corinthians 5. From now on, then, we do not live. We do not know anyone from a worldly perspective, even if we have known Christ from a worldly perspective, yet we no longer now know him in this way. In other words, we just don't believe truth about Jesus. We actually believe Jesus. We believe what he says. So at the end of that passage, man, 2 Corinthians 5, the powerful thing, you know, really that Paul appeals to is, man, if you know Christ, you've been changed. You're now a new creation. Therefore, based on all of that, we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we plead on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. He made him who did not know sin to become sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God who is in him. So knowing Christ changes us. And the big point that Brad really makes at the end of that message is 100 years from now, the only thing that's going to matter is Jesus. How much we earn, the position, the companies that we start, the significant moves that we think we'll make, 100 years from now, all that's going to matter is Jesus. So our life should be directed towards him, to live for him, to love him, to know him, and to make him known. So the way that we say it in this series is that we make our lives count as we make his name known. So I'm going to pray that for us today, and then I'll invite you to take the opportunity to pray that into your day as well. Lord, we do pray today that, Lord, we will do our best to make your name known. And that, Lord, you will count that towards eternity for us. Not in that we're trying to build up a score, but that, God, we're actually trying to live for things that really matter. That we will live out this your kingdom come, your will be done kind of lifestyle. That, Lord, when people see us, our prayer is that they would see you in us, even though we're flawed, even though we're broken. That God, today we say we want to be yours. We put our lives in your hands. God, ask you, please, please use us to make a difference locally and globally for us to be your ambassadors around the world. And it's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.